Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Joe at RT.ie in 1850 715 815 and 51551 Marshalls. Robert Conlon Moore is in County Mayo. Robert, I was unaware of this, and maybe a lot of people are. What's the changes that the Minister for Public Expenditure is bringing in to protect the National Lottery?
He wants, the main change is that he wants to stop people from being able to do the lottery numbers through their apps with the bookies on their phones or on their laptops.
Explain that again. Explain that.
Well, at the moment, tonight now,
yeah,
I'll do maybe about 10 lines on the lotto, five numbers on each line, and I'll put 20 cents on each line. If I win in the Euro Million tonight, I get 100,000, and I'm happy with that.
It's confusing to people, I think. You're not playing the official lottery. You're not giving money to the National Lottery.
Yeah, no, I'm not going into a shop and playing in the shop.
You're betting with a bookie, and you're betting with the bookie on what numbers might come up. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes.
And it's nothing to do with the National Lottery, except it's based on the numbers that come up in this draw.
Well, what's happening with the National Lottery is he says it's undermining the National Lottery. The sales in the National Lottery, I'd imagine, would be going down. So they're losing the sale. But the numbers I do, I cannot do. Well, I could do four numbers if I wanted, but the price difference is far greater doing it with the lottery in the shops.
Why do you spend your money in the bookies? It goes through doing the lotto number, so to speak. Is it cheaper? Are the odds better?
Well, the odds aren't better. Take tonight, for instance, in the Euro Millions.
Yeah.
If I go to the shop and buy a Euro with the plus, it costs €3.50 for the two lines.
Okay.
I will do 10 lines on the app. I'll put 20 cents on each line. And if I win, I get 100,000.
Stop using the word app, because people think the app is the lottery app. You're doing 10 lines in the bookies.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just...
It's on the phone. On the phone.
Okay. And your money is going to the bookies, and then if a certain number of the numbers come up, even if you got all the numbers correct, you wouldn't be winning the Euro Millions.
No, I will not. No, the most I will win with five numbers tonight
in the bookies
would be 100,000 euros.
Okay, so why do you not want to win the Euro Millions?
Because I don't think my chances of winning the Euro Millions are very good, and also, I like to play the lottery. The lottery is on four times a week. Yeah. The Euro Millions is on twice. The Irish lottery is on twice.
Yeah.
So when you add up the price of the Irish lottery, which I believe is €5 for three lines, twice a week, that's 10. And then you have twice a week for the Euro Million, which is 7. That's 17 a week. And I can play the games for an awful lot less. And if I do win, I get an awful lot less. But my chances of winning are very slim with the shops, with the system as set up by the lottery.
Okay. And apparently, statistically, if you buy a Euro Millions ticket this morning, statistically, because it's spread over hundreds of millions of people, a terrible way of looking at stats, but statistically, you have a better chance of dying before the draw this evening than winning it.
I would probably agree, imagine so, yes.
So now the minister would say a certain proportion of the National Lottery goes to good causes.
Yeah, and he highlights two reasons. The first reason is that he wants to stop betting with the bookies because it undermines the lottery sales at the moment. Yeah. And so that's one. The other concern of his, he says, is that it's too easy for people to get addicted to it. Now, if it is so easy, and he's concerned about people getting addicted to it, why do they allow the sales of scratch cards, which have become a massive problem in Ireland?
I think there's 27 or 28 different scratch cards on sale now?
It looks like that. When you stand at a counter in a store and you see the lines, it's unreal. And they are a serious, serious problem.
And why are they addictive?
Well, I guess most people think that they're just going to get a scratch card, get lucky and win. And sadly, very few do, you know.
But why do you think scratch cards are more addictive than playing the numbers?
Well, I don't play the scratch cards. I don't get involved with them.
Okay,
at all.
Well, this is the answer I was hoping you would give, because it was explained to me recently by an addiction counsellor why he believes scratch cards are more addictive. And this is the he said, if you buy a scratch card, you know, you have to get three of one or whatever, three stars. He said you will always get at least a fair proportion of two. You'll always just be one short on two symbols, if you follow me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you'll get 2 5-grands, but you won't get a third 5-grand. You with me? You'll get 2 10-grands. Yeah, but you won't get...
So
you're saying, hey, I'll go again. Oh, I'll go. I'm so close. And that's why the scratch cards are the argument is addictive.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people are having serious problems with scratch cards. That they're too easy to get, and as you said, you always get two, but you never get the third. And it's set up. So if he's concerned about addiction, the National Lottery shouldn't be misleading people with the symbols on the scratch cards.
And remember, there was that scandal in the National Lottery about 18 months ago where nothing was ever done to them over. They discovered that the prizes which they advertised were never given out.
But how could they get away with that? I couldn't understand.
Well, they did.
That.
We have a lottery regulator.
They have to be brought to court. They shouldn't be allowed to get away with it.
Well, that's the job of the regulator. But the National Lottery, okay, it's not owned by the Irish government now. It's owned primarily by a teacher's pension fund in Canada, I think, because we sold it to pay for the children's hospital. It looks like we pay for the gate of the children's hospital at this stage from the 450 million we got. But it's still a monopoly set up by the government. It still has that state licence.
Well, as you said, they sold it. It was making 20 million a year in profit on average every year. And then Inda Kenny and his people in government, they sold it to two different companies. I believe one was in England and you said the other is in Canada.
Yeah,
but now we're being told that on post, pension funds of on post have big investments in it and some other company here in Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if they want, I have no problem. I agree that the National Lottery gives a lot back to this country. And if they want, I think the minister should develop an app that can be downloaded onto the phone like I did with the bookies. Mm. And I will play my numbers with the National Lottery instead of the bookies because I know the National Lottery gives a lot back. I have no problem with that.
Well, there is an app, but your point is, you say the odds in the bookies are better and your chance, the winnings are better. The price is cheaper. Hang on, Robert, sorry, you're confusing me now. The price in the bookies is cheaper than buying a lotto ticket or the doing the numbers. And the chances of winning are greater through the bookies.
Yes.
That's your point. Okay,
yes.
Stay there for a second, Robert. Just stay there for a moment.
Okay.
Liz is in Offaly. Joe@rt.ie. Your point, Liz.
Hiya, Joe. I'm just after hearing about this with the bookies being done away with. And
you can't use the National Lottery numbers. The bookies can't use the National Lottery results as a way of them selling a product.
All right.
Yeah, that's the proposal. As Robert explained, you can go into a bookies and bet on the National Lottery, but it's a different. You're betting on the numbers that might come up tonight, but none of it goes to the National Lottery. Now, do you bet through the bookies?
I do. Yeah.
Do you bet on the National Lottery to the bookies?
I do, and I do the Daily Millions, and I bet on the Euro Millions.
Through the bookies?
In the bookies.
Through
the bookies.
And you're aware that none of that money is going to the National Lottery?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what the Minister, Michael McGrath, the Public Expenditure Minister, has called for a ban on private bookmakers taking bets on the numbers in the country's National Lottery. Sounds like North Korea. But that's what he said. So, well, why won't you buy a lotto ticket?
Well, the reason even though I wouldn't buy a lotto ticket, is you have to turn around and spend €3 to get two lines.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can pick four numbers in the bookcase.
Right.
And put 5 cents on it if you wanted.
Oh, can you? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you do the National Lottery and you put 5 cents on the three draws, that's 15 cents. So look at how many four numbers you can pick for €3.
Okay, it's cheaper and the odds are better.
It's cheaper. And if your four numbers comes up, you get €75.
Yeah.
And if your numbers come up in the National Lottery, so look what to pay.
Well, if you win the lotto, I know it's very seldom, but anyway.
Dream on, Joe.
Game on, okay, Liz. It looks like game on from our call. Stay there, Liz. But Liz, remember, if you win the lotto, it'd be like the odds, you can get an aqua park put into your block of flats in Charlemagne Street or whatever. And you have the kids swinging out the window. Anyway, that fella didn't win the lotto. It's an ad. David McGrath, sorry.
I'll be honest with you. I would be quite happy with my four numbers coming up. We'd say maybe twice a week. I have €150 in my pocket. Let me go off on the train, down to Galway, have a day out.
Okay, take your point. Stay there, David McGrath. David. You spotted this. Philip Ryan wrote about it in the Sunday Independent.
Yes, I was reading in the Sunday Independent the other night. But I think, though, that the reason the people do the lotto in the shops, it's the only reason they think they do it, is that they have a dream of becoming a millionaire.
Yeah.
They probably know very well they're not going to win much else. But I think that's the reason they do it in the shops. However, I've been doing the numbers in the bookies for a good many years, and I won nice. I say I wouldn't have, and imagine somewhere in the region of 2,000 or 3,000 over the past 10 years. Now, the thing is, if I do the lotto in the shop next Saturday night and I get three numbers, I'll probably get a scratch card, which is not good. And if I get four numbers up, which is very hard to get four numbers up in a row on Saturday night, you might get €10. If I go into the bookies and put €1 on three numbers, the odds are 330 to 1. So I get €331 back from the euro if three numbers come out. And I remember a good couple of years ago, I was in the hospital, the lottery came on of a Wednesday night, and I had the same numbers done in all the draws. And funny enough, my number came up in two of the draws, so I won twice on the same night. I think I won the wrong.
But have you statistically done it or actuarially done it? But you say you win more on the lotto by doing it by playing with the bookies.
Yes, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, Joe. Because if you happen to go back and study the numbers that came out just say over the past 3 weeks, right? Look at all these. There are certain numbers that come out a lot more often.
I won't go into. Don't go into that. But what about the? Now we know that lotto products sell exponentially more in poorer areas, working class areas, than they do in well off areas. You only have to look at where the National Lottery advertises. It doesn't advertise in the Irish Times. It advertises, and today be a big day, it does wraparounds on the Mirror, the Star, and the Sun. So that's a certain demographic they're going after. So the lottery, in many ways, is a transfer from poor areas into well-off areas, especially if they're represented by a government minister. But that's a separate argument. Where is Mary Kinsler? What have you spotted now?
Joe, yes. Good afternoon. Thanks
yes.
for having me on.
Okay.
I play telebingo now I'm working from home.
Right.
And we play a couple of times a week since the pandemic started last year.
All right.
Declan calls out the numbers,
yeah.
And each set of numbers, each 15 numbers, corresponds with the B, the I, the N, the G, and the O. So 1 to 15 is B10, let's say. And then it goes on, right? But yesterday, Declan was calling out the numbers and he called out N59. Now, 59 actually corresponds with the G in the bingo. So that was a major mistake there as far as I'm concerned. And I am not saying anything about Declan and how he made the mistake. My gripe is KPMG oversees this bingo at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, but hang on, Mary. Between KPMG, N59, G59, I haven't a clue what you're talking about. You could be giving me the nuclear codes that Joe Biden has in his briefcase for all I know. I could be launching missiles into St. Petersburg with those numbers. I played bingo in the gala in Ballyfermot, N59.
And I played in the Tivoli down in France. Street.
Okay. And you say yesterday 59 came out.
Yes.
The ball, the
and
number.
Each,
the ball.
Each 15 numbers, 1 to 15 corresponds to B, 16 to 30 corresponds to I, and Declan calls out I 16 or whatever is the, is the number. So each number corresponds to a letter in the bingo.
Okay.
And when he's calling it out yesterday, he called out N59. But that group of numbers from 46 to 60 corresponds to the letter G.
Yeah.
So he should have called out G59.
Yeah. And did it make any difference to the game?
That's not the point, Joe.
Okay,
my point is that the company KPMG, who oversees 101 things in this country,
are paid
by the lottery to oversee this draw. And there was a major gap yesterday. It wasn't spotted, and the bingo went to air at 12:45.
And you spotted it?
Well, that was at 6 o'clock this morning because I was busy yesterday and I didn't get to play yesterday. And I had it on my iPad. And I said, he's after saying that wrong. And I let it play out and I went back over it a second time. And sure enough, it was the wrong letter for the number. Now, that's a major. And I want to know, is KPMG willing to give up their fee for whatever it is yesterday? Because it was a job badly done.
And who spotted this mistake? Was it just yourself? And Liz, did you spot it as well?
I did, Joe, yes.
Did you ring?
I didn't bother because usually if he does that, he'll kind of re-correct himself. But he didn't correct himself yesterday.
And Declan's been doing it for years.
Years? Yeah.
And he's very good at it. Following yesterday, this is a statement from the National Lottery. Hang on, Mary, we're going legal here.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
I mean, see, God, so.
You obviously did honours maths in college, did you, Mary?
I've been involved in numbers my whole life since I was 16. So,
what do you mean?
But I mean, it didn't take a genius to see that the wrong letter was called.
What do you mean you're involved
number.
In numbers since you were 16?
Wages, accounts, and things
that.
I like numbers.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I like numbers.
And did you get
qualified? That didn't take a genius or a mathematician.
I know, but you're brilliant
at
that. I still can't understand how the game works. But did you get a degree in accountancy, or did you go on?
No, I didn't. I worked at it for years because I love it. I love numbers.
You're brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, following yesterday's telly bingo.
Yes.
We confirm, well spotted, Mary, that our presenter stated N59 instead of G59. But now, they're blaming Declan, this is what they're saying. While our presenter did call an incorrect letter, bowled by Declan, the number is correct, and this had no impact on the results of the telly bingo draw. We are very sorry for any confusion that was caused. The letters are only included as a presentation aid to indicate to players as to which column each number is drawn from.
Yes.
The presenter clearly stated that the number 59 was drawn and it was also correctly displayed on the show's graphics. All our draws and games are independently observed by KPMG.
Exactly. That's exactly the point I'm making. It's observed by... Were you too busy down at the Debenhams protest to do the lotto yesterday?
Can I come in for a minute, please?
Yes, who's that?
Robert.
Robert in Mayo, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I'm just hoping that Michael McGrath, the Minister for Expenditure, might bring in an app and allow us to do our bets as we have been doing them with the bookies. If you want to put 5 cents on three numbers, if you want to put a euro on four numbers, if you want to put 2 euros on five numbers, do it that way. I'll gladly download the app.
I think you're confusing the matter. If you don't mind me saying, Robert, if the minister bans anyone outside the national lottery from using national lottery results as a form of a revenue earner, like bookies, don't a lot of sports clubs have draws based around, they run it themselves, but it's based around the lotto numbers that are drawn out nationally. Do you follow me? Is that not?
That's right.
Yeah, what he wants to do is stop people from betting with the bookies on the lottery numbers. But let the national lottery bring out their own app. And
they
we
have
can
a,
play with
them. No, they have an app, Robert. They're the most sophisticated.
Can you
do three numbers for 5 cents on it?
No, you can't. You're talking about the price. The app.
Mary.
Yes, Joe.
Who are you giving instructions to there?
Just the gas man.
And what are you saying to him?
Joe, I'm not telling you.
So you know you're talking on national radio.
Joe.
To the gas man. What's the gas man doing in your house?
No, Joe, we're not going there now.
Okay.
sorry.
Okay, I'll go back to Robert. They have an app, so forget about the app. You're saying...
saying that they have an app, but you cannot bet as you do with the bookies.
I know, you can't
do it
at that price.
They need to allow people to be able to do three numbers for 5 cents, four numbers for 10 cents, and five numbers for 2 euros.
You say they should have
cheaper... That's what the problem is.
Yeah, but they say... you're saying they should have cheaper products.
That's right. Allow us to play as the bookies do. And I will play with the National Lottery instead of the bookie. Because I know the National Lottery is putting money back into the country in charitable causes, and I would rather play with the National Lottery.
If it was cheaper.
Yes.
But it's not going to be cheaper.
Well, maybe he should think about setting it up in that forum.
Well, it's too late now. We don't own it.
if he... How can he stop the bookies from playing it?
Why is Michael McGrath so concerned about it?
Because we don't own it, but we still have... It's a monopoly. It's a monopoly granted by the state. They've given the National Lottery this monopoly. They can only sell... They're the ones that can only do certain products. They only sell certain products. And now they're trying to copper fasten the monopoly by saying no one can use the results of the National Lottery for their own private or personal gain, be it a sports club fundraising, I presume this is what he means, but he's talking about bookies, because everyone thinks bookies are not just on the horse's back, they're on the pig's back in Ireland. So it's a good old target, isn't it? The bookies are making money out of the National Lottery, so let's stop the bookies selling the products. But the punters are saying the bookies product is cheaper and the odds are better. Una Heaton, 1850-715-815 is in Limerick, if my memory serves me correctly. the Michael McGrath ban.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It's a choice that people can make. And also the National Lottery advertise weekly or daily about National Lottery and you could be a millionaire. So they're talking about gambling and not have advertising. Why can the National Lottery have advertising?
Because
I've done the bookies every time, and I think it's great, because for a euro, as your man said earlier, you can actually 300 euros if you actually your three numbers come up.
I know. The argument in favour of banning the bookies is that you redirect the money into the lottery and that money can...
As that gentleman said earlier, if you could do it for less than a euro, you know, sort of for 20 cents or whatever, get far more people going on to the National Lottery to help the national cause and charities. But I think it makes it too expensive for people.
Well, maybe he'd be better. Well, maybe the government would be better off taxing gambling more, including in the book. There's no tax on gambling. Is there still 1%?
I think that's gone. Yeah, well, they could bring
incredible.
That
back. It's incredible.
No problem there. I mean, it's a big...
Well, there was a problem. The industry opposed it vehemently.
Well, I mean, they're a very less industry.
And that's
but
a good
I just
point,
feel though. that I feel that it's all to do with money and greed, because, I mean, you should be allowed to do whatever you want with your own money as such, besides crazy gambling, of course. But 10 cents, I mean, for three numbers in the lottery could be coming up, you know, the National Lottery.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense, because more people would enter the National Lottery then. Because, you know, probably we had two lines one time of five numbers on each line, and we bought a washing machine. I mean, that's crazy.
Okay.
But if you have five numbers in the bookies, you get a million.
The problem here, Joe, also is you're talking about people's affordability.
Yeah, I know.
So you're looking at people like myself on the lower end of the scale, like, and want to play the lottery. And if they do away with it through the bookies, I will not start playing it in the shop. It's too expensive for me.
Noel Flood is in Wexford. Noel.
How are you, Joe?
Good. Your point, please.
Well, I don't think it's anything to do. Michael McGrath, what other people do with their money. We don't tell him what to do with his money, do we? You know,
okay.
I mean, I work 6 days a week for my money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm entitled to do what I like with my money.
And you give a fair proportion of your income to the state?
Exactly, yeah. Like, I won 800 quid in the bookies the other night, on Wednesday night.
Oh, did you? Good man. Just now, tell us how you won the 800 quid.
I 20 quid on two numbers up on the Irish lottery. In the bookies.
So you went in the bookies, you put
down... No, I didn't. I did it online, Joe.
Okay, so what did you bet? You can't go in the bookies.
I 20 quid on 12 and 18 out of seven numbers, Joe.
Give them the numbers, which one you picked.
12 and 18 I done.
Okay, we all do those for now.
12, 12 is the bonus number.
So if one number had come up, would you have won anything?
No, I wouldn't have won anything, Joe.
But if two numbers come up...
The two numbers come up, I got 800 quid.
Wow.
Now, I'm after getting 4 or 5 good holidays out of the numbers in the bookies, Joe. They're between the Euro Millions
and before that, did you play the lotto directly?
Oh, yeah. I played
did
the
you ever win on that?
The most I ever won on the Irish lottery ticket was 100 quid.
And what's the most you've ever won through the bookies?
$3,000.
Betting on the lotto numbers. But is it...
Can I just say there...
Yeah, who's that, Mary?
You can do a patent, Una. You can do a patent on the bookies on three numbers, that if one comes in, two comes in, three comes in, that's
you can,
rather than just do two numbers.
That's the best way to do the numbers.
I've done that a few times.
But yeah, can I just... But surely if they ban... non-lottery companies like sports clubs, bet bookies, if they ban them from using the Irish lottery numbers, surely they just use the English lottery numbers?
Absolutely, or make up their own numbers.
But you see the argument, they're saying...
Who draws in the bookies every day, John? Of their own 49 numbers. They're bookies numbers. You can do those any given day in the bookies.
Apparently this proposal has come from Fine Gael Centre, Barry Ward. He said the bookmakers should not be allowed profiteer from the National Lottery.
But the government should.
By the way, out of every euro you spend on the lotto through the National Lottery, how much do you think goes to good causes? Noel, have a guess.
I'd say minimal, John. Very minimal.
No, give me a figure.
10%.
No, yeah, not even 10%. I'd say about 3%.
Okay. Una, what do you say?
10%.
Mari, what do you say?
About 10%, I think, yeah.
And Robert Condon-Moore, what do you say?
For 5%. I have no idea.
No, you see, you're all wrong. It's 28%. 28 cent of every euro on the National Lottery goes to good causes.
That's fantastic.
Well, that's good to hear. That's great.
Yes.
And did you know there's a maximum spend of 90 euro a day is permitted? In the lotto. No,
okay, how much goes on prizes, Joe?
Yeah, I know, that's a different thing. Yeah.
Joe, 28% on to good causes. How much goes on prizes?
And you know, if a bookie, if this law comes in and a bookie does keep going what they're all doing, which is using the lotto numbers as a product, they can be fined up to 100,000 euro.
So maybe instead of a punter, Joe, I should put myself down as a good cause.
That's true. Put yourself down.
You
put yourself down as a lost cause at this stage, for God's sake. Hang on.
Well, hey, George, there's a lot of people after doing that a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Una Heaton, are people gambling more during the pandemic?
Gee, I don't know. I would know that. But, I mean, you have to have an account and stuff. But, I mean, we don't know.
Robert, do you have an app, a bookie? You do have a bookies app.
I have Bein Sports. I do.
Okay, and Noel, what's your app?
I have Bein Sports as well, Joe. But normally I'd only do a bit of a Saturday, Joe. Saturday or Sunday when I could watch the racing.
Okay. And then during games, you can actually... You can bet.
But I don't bet on football. Football is the first game.
Give you a tip for tonight, so for the Euro Millions.
I'm going to give you two numbers. I'll give you two numbers.
29. I give you two. 29 and 9.
Yeah. Why did you? I don't want to get into a betting office here.
Write these down now, Joe.
The last time I was in a bookies, it was Kilmartin's, I think it was called. That's how long ago.
Come on, Joe. That was in black and white now. Come on.
I know. Is Mary still there? Is Mary back? Mary, she's dealing with the gas, man.
Friday, is it true?
It's sorting into that, okay. Patricia, stay there, everybody. Patricia's it's about money, but it's a different topic. Patricia, apologies. Robert, when did you get the app?
I got the app after this COVID.
Okay, that's interesting.
The ability,
yeah. When did you get the app?
Yeah, the same time, Joe.
After
the very first lockdown,
a lot of gamblers have moved to the app. I'm not saying you're heavy gamblers by any stretch. Okay, Mary, did you become addicted to Teddy Bingo during the pandemic? That's what I'm asking people.
Yes, I would say we did a little bit, yeah. I would say so, yeah. And again, what those people are saying, Joe, the prizes for the smaller prizes are very poor. Like, they're like a fiver for a lion or like 9 quid for four corners. Mm. And you might get that once in 2 months, you know what I mean? So, and then they drag out, like the way they roll over and roll over and roll over, they drag out the jackpot over weeks.
Okay,
on for 2 or 3 weeks, and they add on another number, and they add on another 5,000, and it's exactly like the lotto is done, and they drag it out, and people are saying, "Oh God, the jackpot has gone up to this, that, and the other. I'll play it again."
I got 3 numbers in the daily meeting the other night in the first draw, and I got a €2 scratch card. Now tonight, if I got 3 numbers in the Euro Millions with 50 cents on it, I get $7,500.
Gee.
Do you know?
Okay, and apparently online gambling. Mary, do you have an app?
No, I don't. Okay. No, I don't. But I'll tell you, Joe, two people on my estate, and I won't say which estate I live in.
Okay.
I live in Talla, and two people that I know personally did win the lottery.
Okay.
So, I mean, I do know people that have won it, and I probably know three or four.
Online gambling apparently has grown during the pandemic.
Mm.
In other words, everyone, two of the lads there got the app during the lockdown. There's a website called gamblingcare.ie, which helps those with gambling problems. And that has seen a 180% increase in visits to gambling care, people looking for help or inquiring about help. Over recent months. So I know none of you are problem gamblers, thank God. Patricia,
no.
Just stick with money for a sec. Patricia, Mary Kinsler, by the way, is our numbers expert, Patricia. But I don't know if she can help you on this one. Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. What happened?
Nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
Yes, I know I mentioned niece, but it's actually my cousin. I sent money yesterday in a card, and then put it into a bubbly envelope. And she got it this morning. I sent it to her. She helps out my disability cousin, my cousin that's on disability, and I wanted to buy her some food. So she received the envelope, the bubbly envelope this morning, and it was opened, the money was gone.
Oh, God.
And she rang the head office, which I presume is
GPO. In Dublin, yeah.
And they're looking into it and took her address and name and whatever and said they would investigate it. But they said that the postman should have knocked on her door and got her to sign to say that the envelope was open when it was delivered. And he didn't do that. And God Almighty, I think it's a disgrace that...
No, plus take anyone interfering with the mail very seriously.
I know. And I'm on a pension
How would anyone have known that there was money in the envelope?
It was in a double envelope. I put it into an envelope in a card, sealed, and then I put it into a sealed, bubbly envelope, thinking it would be safe, you know?
And what did it feel like? Did it feel like there was a book inside it, or did it feel like there was a...
No, it was just like a small envelope, you know, like that you put a small card into. Not a big card, a small card.
Well, we can ask people...
Joe, could I just say that for future reference for that lady?
Yeah.
You get these envelopes in the post office now. They're money envelopes.
Okay.
They can't even be seen through a scanner.
Oh.
You can actually get them in the post office.
But if there's a money envelope written on it, isn't it? Is that a bit of a giveaway now?
You actually put it into the envelope that you're using. But this is a tin foil envelope.
So what does that prevent?
If the money is going through a scanner, say, in whatever... In the post office unit, can't be seen.
All right.
But surely they're not. Surely it's not being interfered with in the postal system.
Well, I'm not suggesting that is Joe, but you can get those envelopes if you ask the girl in the post office.
Yeah, I sent it down the country.
You can put the cash in this envelope and put it into your regular envelope then.
All right.
Yeah. Well, again.
And do you get that in the post office?
Yeah, you can get it in the post office,
All right. And what do you ask for?
No, just tell them that you're going to send cash or whatever. And
don't on post recommend that you don't send cash.
Yeah, well...
I've never done it before, and my cousin has got so much mail over the years, with her kids ordering stuff and everything. Yeah, yeah. And she's never had a problem.
Well, that's very good. Well, that's the general reputation the post have, which is fantastic, I think.
Absolutely shocked this morning.
That's
now,
a pity
and
now,
the money is gone.
And there's no other way of transferring 20 quid, is there?
No.
Can't you do it if you have a Revolut card?
Maybe.
I know, but that's different.
Yeah. Difficult.
Okay.
I was just ringing Joe to warn people.
Okay, and I thank you for that, Patricia. You're also asking your listeners, as you say, it's never happened before, so hopefully it's not a problem. But given us so many, if it is, we'll soon find out. Okay.
Okay, Joe.
Thanks,
thank
Patricia.
You. Love your show.
Yeah, thank you. Very kind. Robert Condon, Moore, Una Heaton, David, and Liz, who started. Okay, and Mary Kinsey. The gas man gone, Mary.
Yeah,
Joe. Yeah, okay. Did he fix it?
Happy on his way.
Did he fix it? Did he empty the meter under the stairs?
Sure didn't you interrupt the whole proceedings?
He what?
I said, sure didn't you interrupt the whole proceedings?
She rang me. I don't even know your number. I don't even know where you live. And come here, did he empty the meter under the stairs?
Under
and
the
count
stairs,
it,
all
count,
the shillings. He got every
that?
Last shilling, yeah.
Do you remember
every last
that?
Shilling. I do,
see,
well.
Our kids, back in the day, We paid for a lot of things. We had a slot television,
yes.
A slot electricity.
Oh, with colour, though. We used to have a colour screen on it, pink one or a blue one. Had you not got one of them?
No, the thing, the sweet paper you put over the screen try and pretend that it was a... Sure, my father used to pull the curtains when he'd hear the Mr. Whippy fan, so we wouldn't hear it. You know what I mean? But anyway, for young people to remember that there used to be a meter under the stairs that you, and you put single shillings, five p they were worth, which is about
12 pence.
And you put single shillings, and once a month, a man in glasses and a bald head
with
a book and a frayed jacket with the leather things on the elbows. He would come in, and you'd be very reverential to him. He would take his keys, open the meter, carry the box into your dining room table if you're lucky to have one, or in our case, a tea chest or whatever. Pour it out on the tea chest,
and then
it was magic watching his finger
that
and
was
the single
already
chiller.
Fine,
and he'd stack them, and then if the amount in the meter exceeded the gas bill, you were given back. It was not you, your mother was given back a few single shillings. Isn't that right?
That's already fine now. If the lock wasn't gone off that contraption, and you'd use the one single shilling in and out, and then he'd tell you, you owe him 10 pounds,
£3
10 shillings or whatever you'd owe
remember, him. Remember, Mary, remind people that back in the day, houses used to be broke. You say
that's
someone's
right.
house.
That's
and what was robbed? What was robbed? Yeah,
the gas meter.
Can
always
you believe
the gas
it?
Meter.
Can you believe it? Okay.
Yeah.
And did you have the ESB meter?
When?
But did, remember there was a 2 bob. That took 2 bob. We had one of them. And then
a
meter in the back of the telly.
Yes, yes.
To keep the telly going. And basically, you'd be watching Bat Masterson or whatever. And
yes, Bat Masterson or Gringle.
You'd gradually see the picture disappear, the fugitive. For a crime you did not commit, and you'd be looking at the picture would disappear down this little white hole into the, and you'd be scrambling around the house to see it. Anyone, your mother.
And we always had the national anthem when the telly
but we were
that night
at
time.
Least, Marty, we were happy. Back in the rare old times, I remember. Okay, Marty, will you go back and get your work done, whatever you're doing.
I am
so annoyed that you're brilliant with numbers. You could have been head of Anglo-Irish Bank and
but
saved the country.
If
people like you had got an education.
But in the 60s, Joe, we were lucky to get through secondary school.
Now, you were
one of the posh ones. You went to college, you know.
So eventually.
But I mean, I was lucky to get through secondary school. So,
would you have liked?
What? I didn't do too bad.
You did brilliantly.
All in all, I'm happy enough with life.
But
you know,
see,
I've
remember,
life,
Mary,
thank God.
If people like you had got the chance and the opportunity, which you didn't, to go on to third level, you could have become an accountant, a chartered accountant. You would have been able for it.
I would have preferred to be a solicitor.
Yeah, but that's... but see, I would have preferred if you'd gone on and you were head of Anglo-Irish Bank and we would have saved the country $64 billion that they robbed on us. Anyway, Mary, mind yourself.
True, or I could have got a job at KPMG and not been been asleep on the job yesterday.
Okay, you mind
Good
yourself.
Luck. Good
See
luck.
You later. 51551, there's five numbers, watch your hand.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.